and your...
Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on the Toganet radio system, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is the author of The 7 Levels of Truth. And his website, ladies and gentlemen, is 4 words, TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And Mr. Bill, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Feeling really good. Just plumb proud to be here. And it's such a wonderful opportunity for us to have an avenue to be able to get some good, positive information out there to folks. And Bill, the lady that you invited to the show today, she meets that criteria, doesn't she, sir?
Oh, there's no question about it. We're going to get some tremendous information, suggestions, and input from Petra Contrada today, without a doubt.
I hear you, man. Would you be so kind as just to welcome her to the show and let her introduce herself, sir?
I would be happy to introduce Petra. I actually met Petra in another seminar, and we started talking. I was like, wow, we need to have you on the radio show. Yeah. Petra has had a very successful career, and is currently living in Germany, working with executives from around the world on creating a much greater impact on people's lives that they work mm-hmm. with. And I just want to say hello, Petra, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Bill and Jim. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
What?
It's our honor to have you. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was going to say, what is it that got you interested in working with CEOs and business leaders on impact, Petra?
Because I see them suffering everywhere where I go. When I go into meetings, especially now through the last 2 years, I see this very strongly. And before I started about 7 years ago. You know a little bit about my background. Just let me tell you a little bit how I got into this. I was 15 years in the corporate world, traveled around the world with several companies, heading big training departments, always with CEOs, leadership. And after 9/11, by the way, I lived 20 years in the U.S. in New York. After 9/11, I started my own business. And working with executive, working with business owners, I see that they are always, most of them, let's say, very easily in a hamster rat. They look only to the outside. So how can I do this and how can I do this? And now with COVID online, I see a lot of business owners that they say, I want to lead. I want to build my tribe. I want to attract more people. And it doesn't work because they are not at the level. And with my experience, you know, 20 years in the corporate world, 20 years in my own business, and incorporating very successfully also energy work that it used to be my hobby, and then it became one of the main focuses of my life, my passion. Incorporating that into the business world and energizing leaders and their businesses, that's my passion, and this is how I got into it.
But in your prior to doing this, you were living in the States working in real estate, right?
The last 17 years, I had my own successful business team in real estate business team in Westchester, New York. Yes.
Yeah. And that's your experience there and your burnout is what led you to do what you're doing now. Is it? Let's talk about that a little bit.
I'll tell you. That's a good point that you're bringing that up. 7 years ago. I found myself in a hamster rat. And here is also where I started to rethink my whole life, because I ended up getting very ill. I was working constantly, trying to get clients, more business, more this, more money. And I did not do what I should have done, because doing what I knew what to do in order to get myself in the right spot. Because at that time, I got very ill and I did not know if I'm going to survive. So I finally listened to my husband. My husband is an incredible alternative medical practitioner and healer. And here in Germany, they call it Heilpraktiker, which is a wonderful field, which teaches people really to live healthy. And he said, you know, why don't you start these exercises? He gave me meditations. He gave me other exercises. And then I had an epiphany and said, yes, absolutely. I'm the only one who can change my life. So I started to put, you know, how people are when they are like horses, let's say race horses, when they are before they go on the track, they are sitting in their boxes and they have their blinders on. And this is what most leaders do. And this is what I had at that 7 years ago too. I had my blinders on and I finally got the epiphany. Somebody helped me to take blinders out and I could start my race. Number one, I started to get healthy. I dropped, I was overweight, overwhelmed and overworked, I always say. And I dropped 100 pounds within a year, changed my whole lifestyle, my whole life. And I said, that's it. After I have my life, my health back and I look 20 years younger, I feel 20 years younger. I will change and I will do what I'm passionate about, because I'm seeing suffering people all around me, all the people in the real estate, other leaders that I worked with and business owners. I say most of them suffer. They are afraid to get out of their comfort zone and they most of them need a wake up call. They know what to do, but don't know why they don't do it. They want to jumpstart and lead with impact, but they are stuck in the ordinary with no way to step into the extraordinary. So some of those leaders, and I was there too, you know, we have success, but we lack clarity, confidence, and courage to make the big, significant difference that we are capable of making. So, and also what I experience, and you know, many leaders, and not only executives, I'm also speaking about experts, people that want to help people. So many people I meet that want to help people, but they suffer with hidden insecurities and doubts, and they are not receiving the fruit of their efforts. They feel defeated, they feel tired and burnt out, which ignites too far many internal limitations and keeping them out of their own power. So that is what I experience, is what got me out of my hamster rat, get me out of my comfort zone, is step into your greatness and raise your vibration and thrive and win. And that is the key that I discovered. And I developed a method that I introduce to leaders and help leaders to get out there and really get it going. Because the energy work, and Einstein knew this already, energy is everything, and this is how I got to where right now, helping leaders all around the world.
That's really amazing, isn't it, Bill? It just really always impresses me, and it always amazes me when someone goes down their life's journey and they struggle with problems and they overcome these problems. And that just energizes them to say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to help others, because that's exactly what you did too, Bill. You know, it really is.
Yeah. 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 Very, very similar. What are, in the next section, I want to talk about energy. What are some of the things, though, that these leaders are experiencing now that they don't feel good about, Petra?
Oh, basically, most of them, they don't feel good about it because, you know, they lack clients. They don't know how to reap. They work hard and they do not reap the fruits of their efforts, and it doesn't make them feel good. They feel defeated. They feel uncomfortable. Then also, you know, basically it comes down working hard, not getting what you want, feeling insecure. Then they start doing courses. They're getting coached. They're getting this and that. But everything on the outer level. But most of them also lack the right clarity. Whom do they want to lead? Who is it really, truly? What is their true purpose? And you talk about clarity. You are the clarity guy. Clarity is the number one key to get going into the right direction. But that's not all. So basically, mainly, people are frustrated. They are not there where they want to be and don't know how to change this and are afraid to step out of their comfort zone.
And there's so many different things here that we can certainly talk about.
Oh, yes.
I want to also, and I know we're headed up to a break now, so I don't want to get trapped by a commercial break. But I think maybe when we come back, like the three areas that really got you interested in this in the way that you were suffering and what you were doing when you decided to make a change, so that people can clearly understand where they're at that are listening to the show, so that when they hear it from an expert like yourself, they're like, oh, I'm feeling that, but I didn't realize that that was something I should be concerned with. And I think that we want to make sure that we really connect with the audience to give them the information. I know we're going to go to break here in a second. When we come back, we're going to get into that more. Stay with us. We have some phenomenal information to share.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
A book titled The Art of Doing Nothing by Veronica Vien in our guest room by the bed. I'm telling you, this book is an impossible challenge. In the state of Maine, it's said that someone who bottoms chairs for a living is lazy, presumably because one's bottom is perpetually in the chair. To sozzle means to laze around or perform a task in a sloppy way. The word is mainly found in New England. A quote from 1848 describes the term as used by housekeepers in certain parts of Connecticut to refer to a lazy person. Other words for lazy people are abbey lubbers, scabberlotchers, and slaughter pooches. To me, the ultimate loblolly is someone who is too lazy to even fake like they're working.
It's Martin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now. We're so glad you've joined us here because we got the 6-minute webinar. You can go to the 6minutewebinar.com, and I'm going to ask the dean of the 6-minute webinar to share a little information about it, how powerful it is, and the things that people can do. And let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the 6-minute webinar can be used for anything that you want to do, especially when you're trying to get your message clear and out to your ideal clients. You can use it to write a book. I used it to even do a presentation when I was speaking on a virtual stage. So it doesn't have any, the only limitations that it has is in the canyons of your mind. Isn't that right, Mr. Bill?
Well, and we're going to talk to Petra about the canyons of our minds in a few seconds here. Right. They're pretty deep canyons.
Oh, my. You know,
Jim, the 6-minute webinar is absolutely phenomenal. In fact, we had a boot camp last weekend. And
I was there.
Petra was there. You know, people are stunned by the level of clarity that they get when they work with us. We just focus on very simplistic clarity, and they're amazed at how they can give such a powerful message in such a short period of time. The purpose of a 6-minute webinar isn't to do a webinar, although we have a complete format where you record it and you end up with a 6-minute webinar. It's all about an exercise in clarity, and the framework that's built in. You answer 40 questions and you hit submit, and then ScriptPal is a program we've written that actually writes the script for you. And it can be used for so many things. I'm in the process of developing a new course right now in partnership with a woman down in Miami. She and I are doing it together, and we met on it for the first time this week. And next week, we take what we've got and we do our 6-minute webinar. And the reason we're doing a 6-minute webinar right away is to give us the clarity of the focus of what we're offering to the public so that we have it dialed in very, very tightly. Everybody that goes through it is amazed, and I'll tell you without a doubt, Jim, the people that have the greatest appreciation for it and who rave the most about it are the people with the most experience writing content and trying to create information, copy for their clients and to get information out. I took one fellow who's got 20 years, has a massive website in self-growth, took him through one a couple weeks ago. He said what we did in 40 minutes would have easily taken him all day long to complete.
Wow. So that's really amazing, Bill. You know, it's kind of like a gentleman, a good friend of mine, Rennie Gabriel. Rennie says, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years, and oh my gosh, you know, it just blew him away. I mean, just the clarity, because he struggled trying to get, you know, his message out because he wanted to serve him this and serve him that and serve him everything. And it was all over the place, but the clarity in this, and it's just amazing how the focus can be on the one thing that you can do for that ideal client.
It yeah,
really it's, is. It's amazing.
It's stunning. The clarity is stunning because we get in fact, we'll just segue off and start talking with Petra again, because in our message to people, we do so many things and work in so many areas, and people have so many different things affecting them. Right, Petra?
Yeah.
That it's difficult. And this is why before the break, I was saying, you know, what were the three biggest things going on in your life, your struggle that caused you to leave your very lucrative career in Westchester and just focus on your health? What were the three things that really got your attention?
So first of all, I wanted to say something about the 6-minute webinar. I attended the boot camp last week because I learned about it, you know, basically 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I think it's amazing. What you developed there is a wonderful piece that one can use in so many areas. I love the analogy that you have baking a cake. So I highly recommend it to everybody here on the call. Then coming, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So I just thought the sound was gone. Coming to what really bothered me at the time when I had my big breakdown was that I did not know that I was rotting myself into that hamster rat. That I got really angry that I put myself in that situation. And what really rattled me up was, number one, that my realization that only I can change. We all have come clarity in the depths of our minds. We all are too much stuck in our belief systems and how our mind is set, and we need to take the blinders off. And my experience was when I took my blinders off, thanks to my husband, who really kicked me and said, "Now let's do it." You know, I'm talking about this since years with you. Now you have to get at it. So we have to change how we look at things, because how we look at things change things. So that's number one, the openness to look at things differently. So we need that wake up call. And when anybody here on the call is in a situation where they feel stuck and helpless and don't know how to get out of there, just come to the present. And I talk a lot about the presence of the mind. And what I experienced, like it was actually now 7 years ago, where it really, I always say the shit hit the fence, where I really had my big breakdown and thought I'm going to die. I got angry. I got overwhelmed. I said I was so stuck and frustrated. And I know that so many people are out there. They may not be on the health brink, but they do not make money. They do not have the success they want. All of that is also very much related. And one of the big points is that we need to change what we think. Most people are triggered very much by emotions. So, but emotions are created by our thoughts. So the number one thing what helped me was to become aware that I need to change. It's not my history. It's not my mother. It's not whoever did something wrong to me. And it's not my, you know?
Yeah. The reason I'm laughing is everybody points outside of themselves.
Yes.
Mm.
They get pointed in the wrong direction.
I love, I don't know if you know the Bob Newhart skit, Stop It. It is such a wonderful skit. So if anybody doesn't know that skit, go to YouTube and Google Bob Newhart, Stop It. And you will see what I mean. Everybody blames outside. And then they think, oh, my horoscope said, and then my mother did this, and then this and this and ta-da, and everything is outside. We need to look at ourselves. Point the finger to yourself, because when you point it to others, the fingers point back to you. So, but it's easier said than done. I know it's not easy. But it's a process, and the more we become aware and look back at us, where we are and what we think and what we create in our life, because we are the creator of our future. When I get stuck, always in the present, always think negative, always think, oh, this will never happen to me. I'm not good enough, and money is not coming to me. I never get the right clients. I never will have success. It will. It will, because what you think, energy is energy is everything. What your thoughts are energy. And when you do not really follow the energy and create the right energy, you will be stuck there where you are. So change your thought, thoughts, change your emotions, change your life, and live in the present and point back to you where you can start with yourself right now to change your life.
You know, it's working in the in a line of work similar to yours. The thing that fascinates me is I've studied this. I walked away from my life. I'm going coming close to 30 years ago where I changed everything but my name. And I'm continually going through changes because in the universe with energy, everything's in the state of change all the time.
Absolutely.
Everything's in motion. Everything's in motion. Just be with that. Just if you're stuck with one framework, with something you're protecting, with one thing that you believe that you just defend, you're resisting against all of the power in the universe.
Yes.
And it's all about the inner game. And when you start understanding how energy works, you end up with an entirely different perception of life. And I give, you know, again, I've studied this 30 years, Petra. I can go on.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, this is how Petra and I connected to begin with, because we started talking a little bit and she listened to me speak and she was like, oh, my God, you guys know what you're doing. And yes. The truth of the matter is this. It's all about the inner game.
Yeah.
And the inner game is what's going on inside of you. And, you know, I have a keynote talk that I give Petra, and it's called My Life is Out of Control. And yours is too. And people really don't like hearing that, but ultimately that's pure truth. And the way I prove it to people is by asking them one simple question. And that question is this: what day are you going to die? What's your last day on earth? You don't know. So we're making plans and trying to do things and trying to accomplish things in the physical rather than being connected to what's going on inside of us, how we feel, in approaching everything from an energetic perspective. And when we come back in the next session, I really want to get into that energetic perspective and how it changes everything instantly. It happens very quick. And I know, Jim, you've had some experience with me with energy and you can see
and Jim
Petra, let me interrupt you one second because we're going to commercial break. We're going to come back and get into the whole energy conversation right after this break. Everybody stay tuned because it's going to be a fantastic conversation.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you've never heard.
Can you imagine life as a shopping mall Santa? For 1 month a year, thousands of men don the suit, white beard, and answer the question asked most by the children who sit in their laps. Why are there so many Santas? If you're interested in becoming a shopping mall Santa, it's recommended that you enjoy being with kids rather than make a lot of money.
If you don't quite have the chuffy body type for Santa, such as a large belly, pippin face, or long white beard, don't worry, padding and a fake beard are happily supplied. Pippin face means a round red face. Most companies who hire look-alike Santas have to train them in the area's latest trends and toys, the names of his reindeer, and his address at the North Pole. And there's always a long wait to see Santa. What's the word for the fear of long waits? Macrophobia.
It's Margin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now is brought to you by the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. If you're struggling trying to get your message out, if you're trying to just do copywriting, whatever it is, if it's trying to write a book, you need the 6-Minute Webinar. Go to SIXMinuteWebinar.com and check out the example there. And I'll guarantee you, you'll see something there that says, hey, tell me more. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here on TogiNet Radio System, he is the dean of the 6-Minute Webinar. I think you've done more 6-Minute Webinars helping people than anyone on planet Earth or in the universe. Am I right on that, sir?
I don't know. That's what Don says. But I would bet dollars against donuts on it.
Everybody else is tied for second.
Yeah.
Everybody else is tied in second further back. But it's an amazing tool, isn't it?
Yeah. And we're really changing. We're going to start. I think we're going to we may change the name of the 6-Minute Webinar Bootcamp to a clarity intensive program, because people are all looking for clarity. And And, you know, Petra, life, all of life, is only a search for clarity.
It's a key.
It's all about clarity. We have things going on now that we're looking for more information so we can make higher choices and move ahead. And what happens is people have a tendency to neglect energy, because it's all part of that, what they refer to as the woo-woo space, you know. It's like, this is too woo-woo. But the truth of the matter is this. There's three basic laws, there's seven laws that run the universe, but three are fixed. And the number one law is everything's a vibration.
Every thought is a vibration. Everything what you do is a vibration.
Everything's a vibration. Period.
Ripple effects. Everything what you do.
And so it's more about the energy of your vibration, right, Petra? I want you to talk about that in the inner game.
Absolutely. The vibration, every thought, every emotion, everything what you do vibrates. And that is what I see with the leaders I work with. And their problem is that they do not think out of the box, that they do not see that there is much more to it. But in today's world, especially in today's world where everything is invisibly connected with 5G, with the internet, with this and that, this is not only this energy. Each one of us is connected, and we are flowing with the energy. And people experience this. I talk to people, say, you say you never experience energy. Did it ever happen to you that you came into a room and you had a strange feeling? This something is not going right well here. I didn't like that person. I didn't feel comfortable. This is energy. Or, you know, you think about a person and 5 minutes later, the phone rings and that person is on the phone. So that is not boo-boo. That is reality. That is energy. Because the moment somebody picks up the phone and thinks about you, the connection is, the energetic connection is there. And people do not acknowledge it at this point enough. More and more people get to it because they see what's happening. And neuroscience, you know, it's proven. And I always say Einstein, he knew it already, and this is how he created his relativity theory, because the universe is expanding. We are in the midst. We are a little sand corn in the universe. And when we realize how we can work with our energy and attract really what is what is our life, and you say, I create my future now. I cannot do it when I'm still sitting in the past and thinking and wallowing with what happens to me and what's going on in my life. Whatever happens, but your future is now, created now. This is, I mean, that's why we guys, we are so in tune. This is the key of it all. We just need to be aware of it. And then the number one key is, what is what I truly want? And this is what I always, the first thing what I discuss with and mentor my clients on, my leaders that I work with, is what kind of life do you want to live? We need to get the clarity. What kind of leader you want to be? What kind of people you want to lead? What kind of people do you want to attract? And then I hear a lot of business owners say, yeah, I need to offer people let's say a lot of business owners think that I have a product and people need that. But most people do not need your product. They would love, they want something from you that they do not see in your product. So what you need to do is attract the people that see the value of the product and see that this is what they need. And I teach attracting your perfect clients. Describe who is your clients. Get clear of whom do you want to serve. Get clear of what do you want to do in life, your future, your destiny. What is your legacy? And don't start, you know, I have a good product and I want, everybody needs it, but they don't need it because they don't see it like you see it. So this is what I see, that a lot of business owners and leaders suffer because they lack the clarity of who they are, where they want to be, and who their clients are. Who is the tribe that you want to attract?
You know, yes. And in fact, we need to pause for a second. Petra, would you give everybody your email, your website and email address, please?
Absolutely.
So if people want to get in touch with you, we get so wrapped up in this.
So my email address is Petra, P-E-T-R-A, @petracontrada.com. My website is the same, Petra Contrada, P-E-T-R-A, and then C-O-N-T-R-A-D-A.com. And somebody who is also interested in getting my 5 steps to success, they can go to my site, which is www.ichange.live, L-I-V-E, ichange.live. So this is where people can invite people to come to and connect with me. That would be wonderful. I'll be here and support you.
That's amazing. And, you know, I really appreciate that. And all the website and email address will be in the comment section of the show. And I'm going to ask Mr. Bill Heinrich if he'd be kind enough to share his website, because ladies and gentlemen, Bill will be a blessing to you as well as Petra. She will be a blessing to you. So get in touch with these folks and let them know that you're interested in getting clarity in your mind. And I guarantee, just by you listening to them, you're going to know that you know that you know that you're tapping into the real source. Mr. Bill, would you be kind enough to give your website?
Yeah, mine is www.truelifepurposenow.com. And, you know, Petra, what I say is this, is I tell people two things that they find a little bit shocking. One is that they're making decisions based on who they aren't.
Yes.
And that they're living life with a blindfold on.
Yes, because they don't know. They don't
right.
They have the blindfolds on, as I said earlier, you know, they are like the horses on the race ground.
Sitting they got the blinders.
And have the blinders on yet.
Yeah.
You know, they want to run, but then with the blinders, they don't see really where they're running. When you are not the jockey in the saddle of your horse and know what you are doing and open up your thoughts, your thinking, and change your belief system, you know, this, then you're in trouble. And now in today's world, it's not easy. I have to really, people are not in an easy space. They are inundated with all the information. They are brainwashed in with different news programs, different ideas, their surroundings, everything. The best thing what one can do is stop, listen to the nonsense. Find your inner truth, because the truth you only find within yourself. And all the outside influences, so starting with social media, starting with again, the news and all these things, these are the ones that keeping you also in a certain frame. And when I then come to the point, how can I change my life? I experience very often that people are afraid of change. But the only way to step out and step up and be happy and be successful is by stepping out of the comfort zones, change the energy, change the way you look at things, and your life will change. I always come back to the same words. And Bill, you are right. The shocking truth is, look at yourself. There's nobody else. And this is what when I had my wake up call, and I tell you, some people say it's woo woo, but it's not. I was sitting on my chair. I thought I'm going to die. I dozed off a little bit. Suddenly I hear this voice, very sonorous voice. This was my wake up call, and said, "You be the change. Get up and get going." And that rattled me out of my seat, and it helped me to get there where I am today. And I can tell you something. I am now over six decades on this planet. The best years were the last 7 years, where I really stepped up, stepped out, and started to awaken and started to change my life and do what I'm really here to do.
You know, that you're so right, Petra. It's impossible. Once you understand more about what Petra and I are talking about, it's impossible to explain what your life will look like, except to tell you it'll be beyond your wildest imagination. These times are these segments are going by very fast. We're headed to another commercial break. We'll be back to talk to Petra Contrada shortly.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Hear about the Ohio woman who received 3 speeding tickets in 1 hour? 3 different officers had no idea that within an hour, they had all pulled over the same woman driving random tandem down the road. She was first pulled over for speeding at 11:40 p.m. About 10 minutes later, another officer stopped her for speeding wiki-wiki again on the same road. Less than an hour later, she was pulled over for the third time. In each case, she was driving a bit ram-stam or reckless at more than 50 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. Oddly enough, she hadn't had a speeding ticket for 6 years. She explained each time that she just wasn't paying attention. I guess the third time wasn't a charm. What's another word for not paying attention? Trottle-oxing.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a wonderful show going on. We got some great information. We're on our last segment, but I wanted to point out that Petra Contrada is our guest today. Her website is PetraContrada.com. You can email her at Petra, P-E-T-R-A, at PetraContrada.com. And I'm going to have her explain her other website, which she's got something there. It's very, very special for someone. It's iChange.live. That's I as in India, the word change, dot L-I-V-E. And Mr. Bill, your website is TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And this has just been a wonderful, energetic show, hasn't it, brother?
Yeah, well, it's always great when we can get on and talk about truth.
Yeah.
You know, and there's only... This is a statement many people may not understand, but there's really only one truth in life and one thing that we have in common. And the truth that we have in common and only one truth is how we feel. And that's all energy vibration based. That's what we have in common. Like Petra said, the only way that you can create problems in your life is by going to the past or the future. If you stay in the present moment, you can never have fear in the present moment, right, Petra?
It's not possible.
No.
Somebody holds a gun to your head.
That's but that's a different type of fear. The fear I'm talking about, you know, is one thing I've learned, Petra, is this. Life is only about learning lessons. Period. We have come to Earth to learn lessons. There's 38 different life paths that you could be on. And because you're here to learn certain lessons, that means there's things that you don't know. Now, that sounds like a simple statement. However, this is really a very complicated statement because of the fact that you have life lessons. These are going to keep appearing in your life until you understand them and change them. Right, Petra?
Absolutely. And coming to that point, I mean, somebody who does not believe in reincarnation, of course, doesn't believe what I'm saying now. But listen, I see it like this. We are immortal. We are borrowing our physical body here, but our soul is immortal. So we come in this lifetime, but we have many lifetimes before and we will have many lifetimes after, because we are, as human beings and human souls, we are in an evolutionary process. So I see it like a cake, and each lifetime is a piece of cake where we have to go through certain experiences in order to grow and to move forward to make the world on the long run a better place. So when we are here in this life and only focusing on our negativity and our sorrows and wallow in our sorrows, then we get stuck here. And a lot of people I talk to, they say, oh, why me? Why this is happening to me? It's because, number one, there is a karmic aspect, but here is it, you are here, that nobody gets a task that they cannot handle. So you are here to handle that task and learn it and train it and teach it. That's why we are getting all these experiences. So whatever happens to you, don't look back, because then you wallow in the past and you get into self-sorrow and self-pity. The people that move and change their lives, they are present and say, I create my future now. I'm sitting down, and these are also the clients that want to work with me, that the ones that want to stay on purpose and want to empower in their mission. They want, and these are leaders of all sorts of life. Everybody who deals with people wants to make the world a better place with their product, with their courses, with their ideas, with their teachings. They want to stay on purpose and want to be empowered. You want to achieve new levels of revenue and profit. Also, you want to survive, and you want to live a comfortable life. So living, the quality of living the lifestyle you live is also, and your happiness is, happiness is not determined by money, but it is a nice thing to have money in order to be happy, right? Am I right, Bill?
Well, yeah, sure. That's the icing.
People think it helps. Yeah.
Yeah. But money is not everything.
No.
Why we are here, every human being has an inner desire to live happy and successful and to contribute something to their environment, to their community, to the people that they're surrounded. So, but often they get stuck in their own, as we discussed before, the emotions, the experience, and so on. But we are here to learn that we can change this. And and this is basically, you know, the clients that want to work with me, they come to me and they say, I want to share powerful messages. I am doing everything in the world. I did the internet, I did the social media, I did the courses and so on, but still no success. And here is where the energy work comes in. That I teach. I teach people to raise their vibration, to become more charismatic, to attract the people, the clients, the relationships, the opportunities that they can attract. Because there is a vibrational scale. Every negative emotion brings you down. The higher you raise your energetic vibration, that the way you vibrate and people experience you, the higher your vibrations get and the clearer your vibrations get, the more interesting people and the more the right clients you attract. And there we come back to the clarity. The more clarity you have, what you are, whom you want to serve, who you want to be, and how you want to live your life, what is your two top passions, and go for it, and then develop an action plan to really figure it out and make it happen. These are the people that come to me, and they have the success they want to be, because I don't let them off the hook. They're fine. No, because people are lazy. My experience is people are lazy. They have wonderful ambitions. They have wishes and hopes, but you know that hopey, changey things doesn't help you if you do not act. So I keep on acting on their lives as well. So anybody who is hesitant has always with me in their back and helping them to stay on course. So a lot of people have problems with that. But
I was just going to say, that's really amazing, because as I'm listening to you talking, I'm hearing that, you know, you're so energetic and your vibration is attracting your ideal client. And I think you and they know instantaneously that you two need to work together. And that is a win-win situation, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is when you feel it's no matter where you go, when you feel it is the right thing for me to do, this is the right, I need, you are in the right spot. When there is any hesitancy and say, and it's all often a gut feeling, it's involved with an emotion, you know, and your clients, everybody who serves people, it's the same thing. When you are not believing in what you do, if you are not passionate about what you do, people can feel. People know energy that you are emanating, the energy that you are radiating in. And you can hear from me, I'm very passionate about what I'm saying. I said, wake up. people, go and step out of the comfort zone. The life is so amazing and you have it in your hands. You can change it. But not only looking into the outside world, look inside. Look at how you can create the energy, the vibration, the charisma that you need to emanate in order to attract what you truly love. I mean, I always, you know, people, what are radiant people out there? I say Tony Robbins, Oprah, people like this. We look up to them. A lot of people look up to their ideals and say, oh, I wish I would be that. Why aren't you? You can be. These people, consciously or subconsciously, they know about the power of energy and how to change that and the vibration, especially Tony Robbins and Oprah when I say these two examples, but other people too. And what Jim said, Bill said earlier, people often say it's woo-woo. It is not. I just recently heard an interview with Adriana Huffington. She was interviewing a top guy in the industry, and he is changing the whole company. They're starting with meditation groups in the company, so where people can go and look inside. And meditation is not everything. Energy is so much more. But they already start implementing that, and they have huge differences in how the company, the direction of the company is going, and how people are working there. But meditation is a good start. But they, as I said, there is so much more to energy, really. The thoughts, the emotion, the vibration, the healthy eating, healthy living is also part of it. You cannot vibrate on a higher level when you stuff yourself with junk food and drink a lot and only, you know, gluttony, the gluttony This is one of the deadliest sins. So there is a whole environment to it. If you want to jumpstart and become an impact leader, not only for your life, also to change the life for others, this is where you start, with yourself. It is self.
Yeah. Why don't you, Petro, give your email and website again here? We're getting close to the top of the hour.
I'll be
the
happy.
End of the show.
My email is Petra, P-E-T-R-A. By the way, Petra is the female version of Peter. In Greek, the name Petra is a stone, so I'm the rock. You can go. So Petra@PetraContrada.com. This is my email. My website is PetraContrada.com. And if you want to have my five steps, the five C's of change, then you can go to www.i, the letter I, change.live, L-I-V-E. I look forward to seeing you, hearing you, helping you.
Bill, I tell you, this has been a totally energetic show. I mean, you can just feel her passion. And I just imagine that her signal is just bouncing from tower to tower to tower,
yep,
satellite to satellite, and everybody's saying, what's going on? Well, we got Petra here on the radio show. That's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.